Yes, you can. And I can help.
Greg Chick, Ramona's Plumber here. I'm going to talk about what tankless water heaters are, how they work, why someone might use them, where they might use them, that sort of thing. What they are is just a large burner, and instead of a tank, a coil wrapped around the burner, and so that coil replaces the tank. And as the water is drawn at the faucet, it moves through the tankless water heater, and a motion sensor says, water's moving, heat it, and heat it now, and heat it big with a big burner. That's what they are. How they work isn't much different than a tank type, in that they still have a gas burner, and they still heat the water, and they still have a chimney vent. But the tankless water heater has a different chimney vent. So they don't swap out with an existing tank type. Not in the location usually, because of the gas pipe is too small and the vent pipe is too small. But they don't work in the same way. They tankless water heaters do not really want recirc or circulation pumps put to them. So if you have a large ranch spread out house with a distant end and you're not wanting to wait for the heat, the hot water, and you have a circulation pump system there now, it's not good to go with a tankless. It'd be better to go with two tankless, one at the far end and one at the close end. Why would someone use them? Well, you know, they're rebates being offered. They have a higher burner efficiency, and they can be used continuously. You know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour. So if you have a continuous use for hot water, they're a good choice. I wouldn't say that they're a categorical green choice. I would say they're categorized as a green choice. But in application, if they're applied right, they could be. And if they're applied wrong, they could use more gas, more energy, because they do take 6 seconds extra before the burner comes on. They're not as instant as people are thinking, but there's a little bit of a misnomer going on about tankless or instantaneous water heaters that I'm attempting to clear up here. You don't want to put one in a large house and attempt to do anything correctly with it. I don't even think one tank type does that well unless you use a circulation system. And there are different types of circulation systems, but I won't talk about that here. Electric point of use, tankless water heaters are usually the small ones, just for a cup of tea. That's just a point of use. Whole house tankless electric. Most houses don't have the electrical service or breaker panel room to capacitate that, so we're not talking about that either. I think where you would use a tankless water heater would be in a high continuous use setting, and also maybe where you could do it new construction and not take up a large footprint of tank type water heaters, or where you could retrofit them to the outside of a building and not have to use the stainless steel venting that tankless require, and you know, use the space that your tank type was before if you had a use for that. And a couple different reasons to use them and a couple different places to put tankless. Engineered correctly, tankless can be very smart. Engineered correctly, tank types can be smart. Anything has its limitations, and I urge you to look at the facts, look at the owner's manuals, install as per manufacturer's recommendations and requirements, because not only is it required for safety, it's required for code, but it's required for them to work right. I have seen a lot of tankless and a lot of plumbing products installed incorrectly, and that's one of the reasons I feel compelled to do the instruction I do. In addition to tankless water heaters, there's heat pump water heaters. There's one out made by General Electric that is a heat pump. It has an energy factor of 2.35. Tankless water heaters have an energy factor of about 0.85. Those are the gas units. The standard gas water heaters have an efficiency rating of 0.65. So when I talk about a heat pump on the market right now, usable today, with an energy factor of 2.35, I know I'm talking about an efficient green product that'll work in a lot of applications. Not all. It needs a warm indoor room to get its heat from. But like everything, it has its applications. So stay tuned and watch my website to find out the rest of the story on the heat pump water heater. Can you do it? Yes, you can. And I can help. Thanks for listening.